Hey guys, are you ready for some money rehab?
Wall Street has been completely upended by an unlikely player, GameStop.
And should I have a 401k?
No,
I know.
Girl! You think the whole world revolves around you and your money? Well, it doesn't.
Charge for wasting our time. I will take a check.
Like a old school check.
You recognize her from anchoring on CNN, CNBC, and Bloomberg. The only financial expert you don't need a dictionary to understand. Nicole Lapin.
Johnny Depp and Amber Heard's defamation trial has been such big news that it's practically eclipsed another high-profile defamation case. The model Blac Chyna versus Kris Jenner, Kylie Jenner, and Khloe Kardashian. Even though this trial has received markedly less coverage than the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial, the financial stakes in the Chyna Kardashian trial were actually nearly double Johnny Depp's. Blac Chyna is seeking $108 million in damages from the Kardashians. Here's what happened. If you're a Kardashian Jenner stan, this will be old news to you. But as someone who has not necessarily kept up with the Kardashians, I found a lot of the details of this story shocking and bizarre. So believe it or not, the Kardashians do in fact have a brother, Rob Kardashian. Rob met Blac Chyna in January of 2016, and the two started dating pretty immediately. After two-ish months of being all googly-eyed and in love on the internet, the couple broke up. A source told Us Magazine that Rob and Chyna could be back together whenever. It's so dramatic. But trust me, we haven't seen drama yet. The couple did indeed get back together, and in May 2016, Rob and Chyna announced that they were 3 months pregnant. So, just to be totally clear on the timeline here, that pregnancy announcement came 5 months after they met and 2 months after they went through a mini breakup. Their daughter was born in November of 2016, and they named her Dream. No comment on the name decision. So here's part of what makes this story so bizarre. This was not Chyna's first baby. Chyna had a son named King. Again, no comment on the name choice. Chyna had King with the rapper Tyga, and Chyna and Tyga broke up when Tyga started dating Kylie Jenner. Yes, Kylie, Rob's half-sister. So if you were Chyna in 2016, you could say you were dating your ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend's half-brother. And if you were Kylie Jenner in 2016, you could say that your boyfriend's son's mother is your half-brother's new girlfriend, and your niece's mom is also your boyfriend's kid's mom. If you're confused, that makes two of us. But I think we can agree that with all of that mixing and matching, there was bound to be chaos sooner or later. And there was. As you may or may not know, the Kardashians basically dominated the E! Cable network with their show Keeping Up with the Kardashians for a whopping 20 seasons. In 2016, Rob and Chyna got their own show spinoff on E! Called Rob and Chyna. It was a 7-part series that documented Rob and Chyna's relationship and how they were preparing for parenthood together. At the end of the year, E! Apparently renewed the series for a second season with a target air date sometime in 2017. But Rob and Chyna broke up for good in February of 2017. And in July of that year, E! Confirmed that season 2 of Rob and Chyna was put on hold. Here's where the defamation piece comes in. Blac Chyna alleged that Kylie Jenner, Kris Jenner, Khloe Kardashian, and Kim Kardashian got her show canceled. Chyna thinks the Kardashian-Jenner clan spoke negatively about her to E! Execs with the goal of getting her show axed and hurling a significant financial blow at her in the process. E! Has always denied this and said the only reason the show was canceled was because Rob and Chyna broke up. Actually seems like pretty solid logic to me. Anyway, Chyna said on Twitter, quote, "When they got my number one show killed back in January 2017, that not only hurt me financially and emotionally, that hurt my beautiful kids. I'm taking them to court to stand up for my legal rights and to be an example to my kids that what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong. And what they did was so wrong. I am so thankful that a jury will finally listen to what really happened behind closed doors, the lies that were told, and the damage that was done," end quote. And so China brought the Kardashians to court in a $108 million defamation suit against Kris, Kylie, Kim, and Khloe. Kim was dropped from the defamation suit last week. It's a little unclear why, but in the end, it was Kris, Kylie, and Khloe versus China. And China lost. The jury found that some of the Kardashian Jenners interfered with China's economic opportunities, but ultimately that they were not liable for damages. China's mom has started crowdfunding a $400,000 campaign to appeal the ruling. But regardless of what happens with the appeal, China is not done with the Kardashians. China is also taking Rob Kardashian to court for charges of revenge porn. The charge comes from an incident that happened right after Rob and China broke up for good. He posted nude photos of her on Instagram, which got him kicked off the platform. Kinda. He was allowed to keep his Instagram account, just not allowed to run it. It's run by Jenner Communications. That feels like a ridiculously inconsequential slap on the wrist to me. China also plans to bring up in court how Rob has made a lot of negative claims about her publicly, like saying that she is violent and has substance abuse problems. Similar to the Johnny Depp trial, China is saying that these claims damaged her reputation and therefore her career. That trial is set to start soon, and you can find updates following the money trail here on Money Rehab. As I mentioned earlier, I don't keep up with the Kardashians, but I am really interested in seeing how this next trial goes. Personally, I completely believe that Rob posting the nude photos without her consent would have an enormous consequence on her career, mental health, and safety. And I hope a judge sees it that way too. But from Johnny Depp to Blac Chyna, these high-profile cases really make you wonder, what is a reputation worth? Money Rehab is a production of iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Nicole Lappin. Our producers are Morgan Lavoie and Mike Coscarelli. Executive producers are Nikki Etor and Will Pearson. Our mascots are Penny and Mimsy. Huge thanks to OG Money Rehab team Michelle Lanz for her development work, Catherine Law for her production and writing magic, and Brandon Dicker for his editing, engineering, and sound design. And as always, thanks to you for finally investing in yourself so that you can get it together and get it all. You spend my-